what you do, never stop believing. There goes Journey. Dog and Joe show on a Monday. Quickly, another shout-out to the Front Street Animal Shelter. We had a fantastic time out at their first annual Brewfest on Saturday. We raised a bunch of money. The event sold out. They promised next year they're going to double the size.
Yes.
And they'd like to see 5,000 to 6,000 out there. There were about 3,000. The bands were great. There was plenty of shade. Everyone we talked to, a bunch of people came out to say hi, so thank you. But everyone had a damn good time, and there was plenty of beer for everybody.
There really was. It was so much fun, dude.
It was a great turnout. And I think a lot of people possibly may have thought, well, this is Front Street Animal Shelter, and this Brewfest is going on down there. It's downtown. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be kind of small time or a little too artsy or a little too hipsterish, maybe. But that's not the case at all, because we heard a bunch of people say, man, I thought this was going to be just another Brewfest.
Right.
And it actually turned out to be a damn great time. So Bobby over at Front Street, he promises next year they're going to double the size. There's going to be more brewers. They're going to go down the street even farther. And this thing's going to get bigger. So it was a great time. And coming up on Thursday, for Thursday, we'll showcase another adorable adoptable. But if you made it out, great time. If you didn't make it out, you missed out, because it was fun.
Man, nothing better than being able to go out and have some beers and hang out with you guys and play with puppies. I'm telling you, that is highway to the danger zone for me. They had a wagon.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it over to see them, you know, thank God, because I would have one in my pocket taking it home with me. But they had a wagon of baby pugs.
Yeah.
And I mean, dudes, they were so little. From head to tail, they were like 3 inches.
Tiny.
They were the littlest. I've never seen a little puppy that small, but it was the cutest little thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It really was so much fun.
With all that said, know that we love Front Street, and we do all we can to get these beautiful boys and girls, cats and dogs, adopted each and every week. But now to this portion. It's time to discuss banning of the breed. I haven't mentioned it in a long time.
Banning of the breed?
Banning of the breed. Time to discuss the pit bulls. And I didn't see this when it originally came out. This came out in February.
You're going to have a lead-in like that, and then you're going to take me to banning of the breed?
Yes. 21 dogs that have attacked the most people, okay? And this study has gone on over a 32-year period of time from United States and Canada from 1982 to 2014, okay? And I'm just going to go through the list here. We're not going to do them all, but these are the 21 most deadly breeds, okay? In at number 20, Australian Shepherd.
Really?
In at number 19, Golden Retriever.
Oh, my gosh.
Over this stretch of time, attacks that did bodily harm, 11. Deaths, 3. Okay?
Okay, that's not very many, but wow, for a golden, you just don't think that, do you?
No, you don't. Then we get into the Doberman. 23 bodily harm incidents.
Okay.
8 deaths.
Wow.
And again, this stuff, it even says, we're going to post this up on Facebook so you can see it, because every time we talk about it, and talking about me wanting to ban the breed, people go cuckoo.
Well, you're cuckoo.
But the numbers are here, and you can read the criteria. Mastiff, 28 bodily incidents, 5 deaths. Great Danes on the list. Let's go into the number 10. And at number 10, Labrador. 56 bodily harm incidents, 3 deaths.
A lab.
Okay.
Man.
Chow's on there with 8 deaths. We get into the Boxer, 7 deaths. Akita, 70 bodily injuries, 8 deaths.
Oof.
I'm going to race through some of these now, and we get into the top 3. German Shepherd. Bodily harm incidents, 113. Deaths, 15.
Wow.
In at number 2, Rottweiler, 535 bodily injuries, 85 deaths. Now, dun dun dun, to the pit bull. Bodily harm incidents, 3,397.
That's a high amount.
Deaths, 295.
Wow.
So, and for those out there that say, oh, the pit bull always gets a bad rap, it's because the media wants to report on it.
I think they report on it quite a bit more than they do the other ones.
Well, why isn't the Rottweiler? He's listed as number 2. He has 535 to the pit bulls over 3,000. The reason that you don't hear about it is because it doesn't happen as often. And the other people on the other side of the
fence...
There's
probably 10 to 1 pit bulls on the street, the Rottweilers and German Shepherds, though.
Okay.
Probably 30 to 1.
And if people want to say it's because there's more of them...
A lot more of them.
That just gives me more proof. Okay, if there's that many more of them, then there needs to be less of them. That's my point exactly, Joe.
No,
you got right.
There does not need to
ban the breed and don't have as many of them.
No
stop
way.
Stop breeding them. Stop populating the kennels with them, and you will see the injury, accidents, and deaths drastically decrease.
I don't know that I would never not want to own another one again. I mean, I love mine so much right now after mm-hmm. watching them. I don't think I ever want to not have a pity in my house.
Even with those stats,
absolutely.
You don't think?
I don't even, that doesn't even faze me.
You don't even think about it. It doesn't matter.
Not even close. No. Wow. I still am firmly, and this is why though, because I'm not a crazy person.
Uh-huh.
I am still firmly under the belief that it is 100% all in the way any animal is raised. You put them in a house that is surrounded by nothing but love and laughter and giggling and fun. Uh-huh. There's no reason they're going to want to grow up to kill. Or
so you
hurt.
Don't think there's inherent instincts that these dogs over hundreds of years were bred to do?
No.
That's crazy.
I do not believe that whatsoever.
So out of all those cases, let me bring up the numbers again for the pit bull. Out of 3,397 bodily injury accidents and out of 295 deaths, all of these people were bad that raised these dogs, meaning not one bad dog broke the mold out of all those numbers.
Oh, I won't say one bad dog didn't break the mold, but I would say it's far and few between that a dog broke the mold as compared to somebody raising it to not be a good animal.
So all the people with the German Shepherds and the Rottweilers and the Labs and all the other dogs on the list, those were all bad owners too, majority?
Majority.
So it's bad people that caused these.
The majority of the animal incidents with dogs like this are from owners that don't have the ability to be able to own them properly. They don't know how to take care of them. They don't know how to raise them. They don't know how to give them the love and that, you know, that first five, if you will, stage of a dog's life. I don't know what it is. Probably the first year.
So the people with the Labradors, the people with the Retrievers.
Those got to be weird freak out things. The Labs and the Retrievers, I would think. I've never seen a mean one of those dogs.
Or could it have been just the wrong person got them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you could probably train a Lab or a Retriever. I'm sure you could train it to be mean. I guess you could probably train it to be a guard dog.
Maybe. Dana's going to post this up so you can look at it. It's just I see this stuff, and everyone always cusses me, and everyone always says, well, dog, how come you always beat up on the pit bulls? You want to ban the breed? That's crazy talk. Best dogs ever. Well, there's over 30 years of science right here that says no. That's not the case. That is the worst breed when it comes to bodily harm or death.
That is a staggering number. There's no doubt about that. That's a staggering number you just read there.
It's well over three times.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable number. And if you say that that is science, you know, science, I have to believe in science because I always believe in science.
I didn't conduct the study, and they even said that it's hard to conduct all the numbers because not everything gets turned in. Veterinarians, hospital incidents always, they vary. They don't always get the true story as to what happened. So there's no way to track it 100%. But from 1982 to 2014, man, that's a lot of people that were bitten or dead.
I can only tell you from the ones that I have personally owned. And I did not see, I don't know, I've never seen that out of them, really.
And everyone, they'd call up right now, and they're going to say, this study's crap, I've never had a bad one either.
Sure.
And then the next person will call, and the next.
And then you'll have some that say they have, and they have seen bad ones. But I think the majority of the time we talk to folks, they usually have not had a bad instance with them.
And I hate to talk about this because of all the work we do with Front Street, and there's a lot of pit bulls that are down there. But those numbers are out there. So I don't know if they're made up. Or if they're real. I'd like to look at it, and I think it's real.
That is actually a insane amount. When did they start that study? How many years have they been going on?
1982 to 2014.
See, that would have been the prime of when those dogs were being used for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess now I'd like to see it from 2014 to 2000, say, 25 or whatever.
I kind of would, too.
To see if, in fact, now the dogs are calming down.
Changed?
If they're going to more loving homes. I mean, it's going to take time to get more research. Anyway, I thought it was pretty damn interesting. So Dana will post it up. It's waiting for you on Facebook.
You know the trouble with a stat like that is a dog could have bit someone and could have had a bad time or a bad trouble and not killed and possibly not be euthanized and could be part of that stat and then could be, and I'm just saying this does happen from time to time, now could be in someone's house as a reformed animal. Loving, you know, maybe it was in a bad way, it was in a bad place, it was taken care of, and it bit.
Oh, out of all these deaths or all these bodily injuries, how many were reformed?
Right, you know, I mean, a dog, you kick the nicest animal, we've heard this, you know, mentioned many times, you kick the nicest pet time and time again, and eventually it will bite you.
It has to defend itself.
You know what I mean?
It does say here, to your question, Joe, there is a piece on it, it says none of them. None of them have been rehabilitated.
You goof.
Not a one of them. Hang on. Fog and Joe.